Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin files. In 2008, Onyx Ashanti moved from California to Berlin, a self-described conceptual inventor who mixes live looping, sound design, and jazz improvisation. One of the first places the American visited in Berlin was the alternative art space Tacheles.
It's a little bit anarchist. The thing I like about it is it's what art can be everywhere if you leave it to its own devices.
Tacheles became his playground, as it has for so many artists over the past 21 years.
It's like I can go there. I don't have to ask a whole bunch of people. I don't have to like sign a list. I don't have to do any of those things. I go there. I test things out. Distribute a few CDs, and life's good.
On April 4th, life got pretty confusing for the Tacheles artists. On that day, H.S.H. Nordbank, owner of the Berlin landmark, was set to auction off the 25,000 square meter property, but the auction was postponed at the last minute. A spokeswoman from the H.S.H. Nordbank said that the process would continue soon. The court didn't rule out that a deal had already been made. About 40 Tacheles artists demonstrated in front of the court in Mitte, where the auction was to take place. Roman Kroke noticed some activities at Tacheles before he headed over to the protest.
I mean, there's the first change that the gastronomy down at the Tacheles, they closed today. And, they start to tear down the stuff in the backyard this morning. Well, I mean, you can call it a game or whatever. I mean, there's so many different entities who are playing around with it. If you want to get into the details here, you can spend all your life with it.
After the auction was cancelled, Gruppe Tacheles, who managed the gastronomy and the cinema at the Art Squad, accepted a 1 million euro offer to leave the property. Also gone are the self-made studios in the backyard. Others, like Martin Reiter, spokesperson of the Kunsthaus Tacheles, do not want to leave the prime property that still houses 30 studios and a theater. Reiter urges the city of Berlin to buy the former department store and turn Tacheles into a legitimate art foundation.
Hi, boys and girls of the government. You saved the banks. You saved the big companies. Maybe you should save your own life, save the culture.
Reiter, who joined the Tacheles scene in 1994, is ready to fight for the unusual art house. He's used to it. The Tacheles artists have been campaigning to save their creative home for years.
It's a sort of school. A lot of artists in the house learned a lot about mankind, about economies, about money. And so it would be a lie if we would say we suffer all the whole day long and in the evening we start to cry.
For NPR Berlin and nprberlin.de, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.